Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 51 degrees outside. Rain starting to show up on the radar, but staying dry at least through most of the afternoon in our area. A Chicago man is facing numerous charges after leading law enforcement on a chase out of the city of Sheboygan into Ozaukee County yesterday afternoon. Sergeant Matt Spence said the 29-year-old suspect fled on foot from the Sheboygan County Courthouse following a court appearance. His vehicle was spotted around 2:30 on South Business Drive near Whedon Creek Road and then headed to I-43 and south to Ozaukee County. Spence said the chase ended when the vehicle left the road and crashed. The driver suffered minor injuries and was arrested at the scene. An Adel man has been formally charged in connection with a police chase which occurred in southwest Sheboygan County over the weekend. According to the criminal complaint, 40-year-old Garrett Deppis was stopped for suspicion of drunk driving on County D in the town of Scott early Sunday morning. Deppis was able to pull away from the deputy and ran to his vehicle. Authorities said as the deputy tried to pull him from the vehicle, Deppis took off, hitting the deputy with the open door. The deputy then followed Deppis to his home on Cranberry Road, less than 2 miles away, and took him into custody. He's now facing more than 4 years in prison if convicted. A change could be one step closer to approval regarding Native American monikers at state school districts. Mike Kinzel has more.
Rusty, the Wisconsin Senate considering a bill today which makes it harder to force public schools to stop using Indian team names and mascots. The Assembly passed the measure last month, 52-41. It requires Indians to prove they've been hurt by school mascots, instead of school boards having to prove that the monikers don't discriminate. The bill would nullify much of the 2009 law passed by Democrats, which created a system in which Indian logos that discriminate had to be dropped, or else schools could face daily fines. The bill's opponents say it'll take Wisconsin a step backward in race relations.
The Obamacare website is being probed again, this time in a Senate hearing. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is at Capitol Hill and has this report.
Not only can healthcare.gov be fixed, but Marilyn Taverner, the head of Medicare and Medicaid Services, tells a Senate panel improvements are visible.
We are now able to process nearly 17,000 registrants per hour, or 5 per second.
As for that promise, you can keep your health insurance if you like it, Taverner says annual turnover and cancellation notices are normal.
People move about this market. This is part of what the Affordable Care Act was designed to do, is try to stabilize this market.
Taverner argues in many cases, even pricier options will become affordable with subsidies.
Another wolf zone is set to close today to hunting and trapping. Raymond Newpert has more.
Wolf Harvest Zone 4 will close tonight at 6 o'clock. Department of Natural Resource officials say 11 of 12 allotted wolves have been harvested in the zone. That leaves Wolf Zones 3 and 6 still open for hunting and trapping. The other three zones in the state closed in October after a faster-than-expected harvest this season. The DNR says it's your responsibility to know when the zones close, so before you head out to hunt, check the news or call the DNR's wolf number to see if your region is open. Raymond Newpert, WHBL News.
The Sheboygan County Board and the Sheboygan Area School District will put the finishing touches on their 2014 budgets this evening. The County Board is expected to approve the spending package, which includes a tax levy increase of about 2%, only the third increase in the past 7 years. Meanwhile, the school board meets at the same time and will approve its budget, which, as proposed, will have a lower tax levy but an increase in the tax rate. Both will be included on the property tax bills that go out in December, and in the city of Sheboygan already contains a dime increase in the tax rate. Governor Scott Walker and Congressman Tom Petri will be in Sheboygan tomorrow to help promote manufacturing education. Mike Kinzel has more.
The two will join state and local technical education and business leaders at Volrath at 2 p.m. It's part of the Kick Off Your Manufacturing Career tailgate tour. The tour is designed as an opportunity for individuals to learn more about manufacturing in the area and how local businesses and educators are working together to make sure qualified workers are trained and available for the future. Governor returns to the area next Tuesday when he's scheduled to address the annual meeting of the Sheboygan County Economic Development Corporation at the Ostoff Resort in Elkhart Lake. Rusty?
Thanks, Mike. The breakwaters at Port Washington are now restricted. The Army Corps of Engineers put the signs up Sunday. Local officials said the structures are crumbling and urgently need fixing. Mayor Tom Mulotta said if they're fixed now, it will only cost between $5 and $10 million. Moments of terror at 12,000 feet. Sarah Perrine is one of the 11 people who escaped serious injury Saturday in the mid-air collision of two skydiving planes over Superior. They were preparing to jump in formation.
The first gentleman climbed out, and I climbed out, and all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened, but we ended up colliding with the first plane, and I was kind of caught between the two planes for a second.
She added it was a surreal moment and could also smell and feel the burning fuel due to the collision. The group of skydivers has a lot of experience, and Perrine says she will probably go skydiving again. Snow is in the forecast for portions of the state, and it happens every year at this time, so we know what to expect. But Wisconsin Emergency Management's Todd Pritchard says we need to consciously switch gears and get in the winter driving mode.
We're all tough Wisconsin cheeseheads. We think we can make it through just about anything, and we can. We're tough folks. But that first snowstorm really seems to throw people off.
Some places in far west and northwest Wisconsin could get up to 7 inches by tomorrow morning. One good tip to follow when the first snowfall is going on is not to drive too fast for conditions. Well, no snow in the forecast, but rain later on today. Highs in the low 50s as well. Currently 51 degrees outside as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.